Hello, and welcome to Pisces. We're playing the Delta Green campaign Impossible Landscapes by Dennis Detweiler, adapted to be set in the UK. My name is Rich, and I'm the handler. My players are Jordan as Working Agent Nero, and Ed as Working Agent Gonzo. Please be aware, Delta Green games contain uncomfortable topics, including graphic violence and depictions of mental illness. Let's begin. So last time, you made your way through the city of Util, through the apartment buildings in the beginning after you got off the boat and had some harrowing experiences, and then you stumbled into the war zone, which again had some more, even more harrowing experiences, near-death experiences. And you come across several different forces, strangely enough, all fighting in this city. The forces of Util, in their red outfits with gold trim. You've come across German forces. You've come across these other guys in black kind of trench coats with fezes. It's all a bit confusing. But then finally, you made it through the meat grinder of the tractor factory and past that into the quiet streets beyond and left the war zone behind you. And coming back to the shores of the lake again along the pier, you've come to a giant building with a strange contraption on the roof. And you walk down the streets where you come across the huge wooden doors of this place with brass knockers sitting quietly on the street, and one door is slightly ajar. That's where we got to, I believe.
Maybe that Ambrose is inside. We've got to find him. We've got to know what to do with this bomb and how to get in.
I'm just limping.
He whispers.
Close to death.
Oh yeah, shit, I forgot.
It's like blood coughing up. It's like,
yeah. You better go in first. me with my gammy arm.
Just gonna glare at you with the blood pouring from my eyes. And I'll be like, no. Let's go find him. Let's see it done.
So I guess we're trying to be as cautious as possible, purely for the reason that we are both... You're definitely on death's door, and I'm not the best I've ever been.
Can we disguise ourselves? You know, robes are very fashionable in this guy's court. Maybe we need to just try and get some robes and masks and just... mill around, or we just gotta go wander around.
Oh, like if there's some French, like the standard costume of Util, the French, you know, uniform essentially.
Oh yeah, there's around. You know, all the cultists. I say cultists. You know, all the followers when we met up were wearing robes with the masks and things like that. Anything to hide ourselves and our horrible disfigurements at this point.
Well, you don't have any robes or masks.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah. Even if we did, one thing that we realised last week, or was told last week by Rich, was we don't know the relationship that the King in Yellow has with the current monarchy, whether he is a member of or an invader, or how, you know, we could be introducing ourselves to unnecessary danger.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just proceed with caution. Let's try and head in.
Yeah. So, yeah, we approach the open door, but sort of try and listen in to see if there's anything going on.
Okay. You approach the doors, and you can't hear anything from within. Going inside, you can stealth if you like, if you wanted to be stealthy.
I'm not sure there's much point.
Well, I suppose there's no harm in trying. I'm going to flavour try, but mechanically not bother rolling.
What? Oh, right. I don't know. I don't really know where that leaves me, to be honest.
I'll roll. Okay, right, I'll roll. Here we go. Here we go.
Go on, both of you roll.
Go.
73 over.
73 over.
46 over.
46 over.
46 over.
Now, boys and girls, remember, our stealth is 10.
You proceed inside. And the interior of this building is vast and airy, and dimly lit from high-set windows on the exterior walls. Water drips from the ceiling and pools in cracks and potholes. Machine parts are piled throughout, clumped in groups with specific parameters, one all bronze, another cogs of various sizes, still another nothing but hinges. Can you give me an alertness roll, both of you, please?
66 over.
Oof. Critical. Yeah, over.
Deeper into the structure, as you carry on, you see a trail of lights. Candles are lit in bronze sticks and placed next to or on top of strange clockwork machines. Moving further in still, these candles lead to a ring in the centre of this massive room. And in the centre of the ring of candles is a short, stocky, older man with a bushy grey beard and curly white hair. He wears a strange silvery robe.
Mm-hmm.
And he carries what looks to be like a monkey wrench in one hand, a giant monkey wrench.
It's Dave Grohl.
I knew it. I knew we'd
Do you recognise this? Do you recognise this, Edward?
I do. It's very familiar, but I can't call why.
You've seen this scene before.
In a dream?
Perhaps. You hear him talking to himself. Oh, you like the idea of a mask on it, do you? We'll see what we can do about your wheel soon.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I know where that is. I gotta look to
do
the...
Do you?
You saw lying? This as well, right?
Yeah.
No, we saw it in...
No, you're 100%. You after, have no idea.
After you murdered the kids, right? After you murdered the kids, yeah. I had a little look through the hole.
Yeah, it was in the vent.
After rat examination. No, it wasn't that much of a deflection. It wasn't like, oh, yeah... Nero, what do you think about this situation?
After a moment, the clockwork child rolls into the light and it's doing its clicking and clacking. And then the man calls out, "My young friends, come closer."
Nero looks around as if to see if there was anyone else in the room.
No, not that you can see.
Yeah. And cautiously he sort of stands up out of the shadows and the candles illuminate his face.
Mm. Come into the light, friends.
He steps forward. Is your name... Ambrose?
Ambrose, yes. And you are?
I have a feeling that you already know my name, but you can call me Nero.
Nero. And you?
Coughing up blood. Gonzo. You can call me Gonzo.
Ah. Well, welcome to my factory.
Are you the clockmaker?
Oh. Yes. Clocks and various other devices, yes.
I think we've come across a few of your creations throughout our... Oh, I don't want to say adventure, but our time travelling these worlds.
More have you? That's nice to hear.
Tell me, Ambrose, what is it you... What's your purpose here?
Me? Well, I maintain and build things on the orders of the king. Which are delivered, mostly by my friend here, Junior. He indicates the clockwork child. Sometimes people come to pick such creations up. And, of course, the mannequins do a lot of the work as well. Though it has been a long time since I've seen anyone living. The last people that came through here were a woman named Abigail and a man named Emmett. Oh. They left for the palace some time before.
Gonzo, do we know a name, a person called Emmett? I genuinely can't remember if we know a name called Emmett.
Emmett Mosby, right?
Oh, yes.
Emmett Mosby.
Nice.
Who you met for the first time in the basement up at Mike Pellerin's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Abigail came Snake. Through here. I knew it.
What was she, looking for? Where was she off to?
Oh, they were off to the palace. Like they all are. If they make it this far, of course.
Gunthor, get that thing out the bag.
All right. Pull out lots of photos of me posing. Do you think they're good enough? Do you think I'll make it?
It's me in lingerie.
Yeah. What about this one?
This is my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I will retrieve the ticking bomb from the bag.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to, like, just, like, hold it up for him to inspect.
It seems to be a bomb.
I was kind of hoping you know what
I
to do.
I don't know what you what you're after.
Well, we were told to find you, to help us get into the castle.
Oh,
the palace.
The palace?
Palace.
Probably should have shown the bomb in hindsight.
Well, what are you planning to do with that bomb?
I'll be honest, I don't really know. I feel like we're just going through the motions.
Dangerous bit of kit, that.
Oh, you can tell me, a grenade just went off next to it.
Actually, if anything, this is pretty safe. It's seen a lot of action.
Well, we need to get into the palace. You want to attend the masquerade, then, huh?
Well, yes. I suppose a bit of light dancing wouldn't do us amiss.
Maybe not you two. You don't look in the peak physical condition to dancing, but, well, a masquerade ball. What do you need?
Well, we need a mask.
You need a mask. And you'll need a costume. Correct?
That sounds about right, Ambrose. Is that something you can help us with?
Well, yes. I'll definitely be able to help you. I can make you some very fetching masks in the shape of an animal. Which animal would you like?
I would love a weasel.
A weasel?
Of course you would.
And the reason why I say a weasel is because I was talking with my girlfriend the other night and she said, what would your gladiator name be? And I said, weasel. The weasel.
But it's like squeaking and flailing around. Just a...
Yes, that's about right. Isn't it?
Oh, man.
A weasel. And you, my friend?
I would pay good money to watch you be a gladiator. That would be fantastic. I think you do a good job.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Anyway, enough flirting. Can I...
What about you, my friend?
I want to be a fruit bat.
I'll put down bat.
Fucking hell.
I mean, I feel like it really sums up Gonzo. It looks intimidating. But it just wants to eat and then go to sleep.
The announcer, as we walk into this masquerade ball, we walk up in our like really fancy costumes and there's a bat and a weasel.
I think this sums up this campaign quite well.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'd be happy to throw together some masks for you. It might take me a short while. But costumes, I may have something... in the back, but you'll have to go and look yourselves while I make the masks. And he like points over his shoulder to a room out the back. But also, what else do you need at a party, or to get into the party?
Well, we'll need
an invitation.
An invite.
You need an invitation, my friends. Do you both have an invitation?
Not to the party.
Oh, bugger!
Perhaps. You're familiar with a device that can make invitations. Perhaps
a little
we
printer.
May have had an invitation. Yes, a little printer.
Well, I know of a copying machine, if you'd like, but it wouldn't be able to make you an invitation. You'd need one first for it to copy. And it's a bit of a dangerous place.
Just gotta lean over.
So unless you have an invitation on you,
Bear with me while I open up my Google Chrome.
I mean, I don't think that you do.
Yeah, no, I don't think we do either. No.
As far as I remember.
I'm going to lean over to Nero.
Maybe you got one... Maybe the Clockwork Child bought you one a long time ago in the night rooms, but that was over 20 years ago, and I don't think you have it anymore.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
also,
did.
The end of that operation was a bit messy, so I don't think you were... I don't think you managed to take anything with you, and I think I gave you the opportunity. Why am I still talking in Ambrose's voice?
I like it. You should keep it. Didn't we destroy this machine as well? I mean, I know time's relative here, but I'm pretty sure we gave it a good old smash.
No, this one, Junior. Oh, the copy machine.
Yeah.
You're about. Oh, yeah, we long destroyed that.
Maybe he's got a spare.
Ambrose, do you know where we can find an invitation?
Well, there's always a very long line to get into the masquerade ball. I imagine someone in the queue may have a ticket. Of course, that requires you stealing it from them.
Or trading. Is there anything
trading.
You have that we could trade?
Well, fuck me. Is there anything else you want?
Actually, yes.
Giving you masks and giving you costumes. Giving you the fucking keys to the castle.
If you have them, that would be grand.
So
maybe you'll find something in the preparation room when you search for your costumes. You can... Feel free to take anything from there if you think anything might be of worth.
That's true.
Ambrose, I'm not feeling very good, Ambrose. And I'm going to gesture towards the clockwork machinery. Like, is there anything you could do just to help me feel a little bit better? I don't know, build me up something to help me walk with this destroyed leg or something?
For the listeners at home, as soon as Ed said that, he put his head in his hands like he knew.
I knew I was asking for a cyborg health point, and I
can you build me an automaton to live in?
Yes. I want to be steampunk Iron Man.
Maybe the Clockwork Child can help you. Maybe Junior can help you. Junior, what do you think? And the Clockwork Child, like, mouth open and closes, and he clicks and clatters, and his arms spin around. All right, then. And Ambrose goes over to a nearby desk and shuffles around in it for a while, opens a drawer, pulls out a scalpel, and then comes back and goes, he thinks he could be able to help you. It's going to hurt in some ways, though.
Will it? It just
Are you
hurt?
Ready?
Mechanically, or... Just screw it, do it. It's like nothing else.
You could say mechanically, for. Yes. Let's just say I'm not going to give it to you for free.
I'm just going to nod. I'm like, okay, just do it. Just get it done.
I'm going to turn my back while any of this is going.
Ambrose slips the scalpel into the Clockwork Child's hand, and you lay on the floor, and the Clockwork Child runs up and down you. In some sort of strange way, strange dance, moves up and down you and slices you with the scalpel up and down. Roll a d6.
Three.
You can regain 3 hit points. You also lose 3 sanity.
Oh, I'm okay with it.
It's a very bizarre operation, and it doesn't feel quite right. It feels like you should be healed, but you are.
Ooh. Okay. Do I have like cogs now, or am I just sliced?
No. It's like cogs. It's like acupuncture.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I'm gonna stand up and I'm just gonna nod at Junior. Like, thank you. I don't know what that was, but I needed it.
His little mouth clicks and clatters open.
Nice guy. I like Junior.
Ambrose, we really do appreciate everything that you've offered to do for us and your time. And he puts his hand out to give it a good firm shake.
Slip some £10.
Yeah. Taste him.
Buy yourself something nice.
That's fine, you're very welcome.
So there's a room at the back that's, he said, like, go search around to find some costumes and basically take what you want.
Yeah.
And... the other thing we need to get into the party is an invitation. two, yeah. Should I say, in theory.
Yeah, there is a large room. He points to a door in the back of the hall. He calls it the preparation room, or the preparing room.
Well, no time like the present. Let's go get prepared.
Let's take a look through there, and I'll get on your masks right away.
So we walk into the preparing room, and I imagine it's like there's racks and racks of like different costumes, but also just shit everywhere, like his hoarding room.
Yeah. So you walk into this room, and it's a huge room filled with tables, shelves, and assembly areas, all surrounded by a partition of marbled glass with like an open ceiling. At the far, far side of the room, away from all these tables, are hundreds of human-sized mannequins, and they dangle from wires set into industrial tracks in the ceiling. So, you want to start going through these tables?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. First thing you come across that seems of interest is a box filled with ticker tape. You know, ticker tape like the old machines. I had no idea what they actually did, but ticker tape.
You said track stocks.
Oh, yeah. It seemed to be a non-stop stream of dialogue from someone named Asa Darabondi. Reading at length, the ticker tape appears to be the thoughts of Asa Darabondi. The box is huge and the tape goes on and on. Notations have been made in red ink in certain areas, and some names have been crossed out. Do you want to make a luck roll?
82 over.
75 over.
Are you both adapted to helplessness?
I am.
Just violence.
Okie dokie. Jordan, you lose one. Ed, you lose four.
Oh,
I can't even project. I've got to take that on the fucking chin.
Also on this shelf is several slats of like a piece of wood. And they are mud-stained, identical copies of Woody.
Oh. Ooh.
You found buried at the Yorkshire Moors crime scene. They sit haphazardly on this table.
It's like a prop room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you roll sanity for me, please?
No, it all seems so sane, actually, now.
Oh.
Oh, you...
That's the whole...
Fucker, 44 over.
44 over?
Yeah.
Over.
100?
I haven't rolled a 100 in a fucking a long time.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, that's both critical fails.
So we thought we were going to finish the campaign, but we're not sure.
Yeah, we're going to die in the prop room.
You both lose 6 points of sanity.
Oh, what? Fuck, man.
Carrying on?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
A large blue commercial fisherman's net sits on the floor. Reels and fishing gear sit beside it. A Beretta 8000 pistol, obviously a plastic prop, lies on top of the net. Stacked neatly beside the pile are several notebooks, each with detailed handwritten notes. The small stand holds a box that contains sorted copies of the play, The King in Yellow, found in the McAllister building in 1995. It's laid out in sequential order and matches what you found there 20 years ago, over 20 years ago.
Has our whole lives been the play? Are we the play? Internal screaming just gets louder.
A desk is filled with dozens of satellite phones identical to the Seer satellite phone you had. Some are half assembled with dirt partially packed inside. A large bell-shaped glass terrarium on the same table contains hundreds of tiny gold bugs. Each phone is identical down to the smallest scuff to the satellite phone given to you by Dr. Barbas.
Barbas. That bastard.
How are you handling this so well? I'd imagine my ears are like ringing with tinnitus as the realization of what's happening is going on.
Oh, I think that Nero realized all this was happening when we were in the Dorchester.
You thought we were the play then? You thought we were...
I thought that for sure there was someone else controlling everything. The fact that the mannequins were recreating the blood on the wall of the cell, and when we went to Barbas's house after, and there was the
Clockwork World,
the clockwork, yeah, the table, yeah. That sort of reconfirmed everything.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's still like horrific to see it in front of your eyes, but I think he's just like, well, this is it. Yeah, that confirmed my suspicions.
Oh man, see, I thought it was all like happening. It's all being played out, but I didn't realise that it was a down to every minute planned slash. We've been on the stage the whole time. Anyway,
we have.
Please
yeah.
carry on, so I can lose my sanity points.
A shelf holds three meticulous copies of Timothy Bale's notebook. Each is hand-drawn and identical, battered, red-inked, and wire-bound. The master copy has many notes indicating times and places where sigils should be used, including a specific instance in which you summoned Person.
Ooh-hoo. Can I have a look through to see if there's any other instances when we should use it?
Ooh, nice.
In the future?
No.
Okay.
In fact, roll your unnatural.
Okay. Got 13 in unnatural.
Okay.
Fail. Not a critical.
The books end.
I've got more in unnatural than we do in doing stealth.
Amazing.
Oh, no. It doesn't have anything past you coming to Carcosa.
Okay.
Several plastic bags displaying whist, butchery and meat sit on a table. Inside, there are hundreds of pamphlets for Belfleur Care Home in Birmingham, a blood-stained dog collar reading Dinky, and several small scrolls of rolled-up paper identical to the one Dr. Zimmerman found during the autopsy.
Not Zimmers, man. The dog soldier couldn't have been planned.
You've met
Was
her
she
before,
even real?
You met her again. You met her in the Dorchester.
I know, but she had a nice costume on then.
They've been playing us all along. I just wonder when it all started. You know, it's Woody. It must have been before that. But yeah, I was born in Carcosa.
A low, long table is filled with small items in carefully displayed piles. Each pile is marked by a name such as Barbas, Elias or Samagina. Each pile includes things that might be found on that person. Keys, wallets, business cards, crazed notes on old receipts, etc. One pile has a very familiar set of keys and name, Samantha. Can you roll sanity for me, please?
65.
Zero.
Over.
It's straight up zero.
Zero? Just Jordan, yeah. And you lose one, Jordan.
Fuck, man, these dice are delivering some gems tonight.
And that is Samantha as in your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like she's part of it.
Well.
And you don't care.
No, not anymore. She's a big strike through
destroyed.
In that one, babe.
Yeah, that's
just,
true.
Just like spit on the papers. I knew it.
A vast, carefully stacked pile of items includes old radios, tape players, CD Walkmans, artificial limbs, rolled red rugs and duplicates of items found on the shrine to the King in Yellow in Abigail Wright's apartment. Some items have been carefully packed into boxes for transport. Each box has a careful hand-drawn diagram showing the position where the items should be placed on Wright's wall. And finally, a shallow wooden crate. Inside the shaved wood packing are a long leather trench coat, an old oversized full-face gas mask, and a recently oiled pump shotgun that looks new. Fully loaded.
Well, this time let's just take the gun.
Exactly.
Shotgun is what?
1d10, I think, but a new close range.
Yeah. And how many?
Take it if you like.
Cartridges.
It's fully loaded, so 7.
Okay.
I can't remember how many have a fully loaded shotgun, but so you get to the end of all this. I mean, there's more. But that's all that's written. So that's all that I've written. So there's these countless shelves. And you come almost to where all the mannequins are handing, and most of them are naked, revealing porcelain limbs connected at joints with leather bands. and look like strange internal clockwork. And most of their faces are blank and without character. And near the end of the room, the tracks merge into a single track above an open, old-looking stone well. The mannequins nearest to this well are fully dressed in various outfits. Bellhops, gangsters, businessmen, police. And their faces hold many more distinguishing features than the blank mannequins in the back. Some look just familiar enough to be disquieting. Then every once in a while, distant machinery clangs to life, ding, 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 up in the dark, and all the mannequins shift forward. One of the complete mannequins swings out over the open well and is lowered into it by its strings. An oversized yellow X is painted on the floor near the well. And sometimes if there's a box there, the mannequin swoops over, picks up the box, and lowers into the well, and it's lowered out of sight.
It's like, this is where they come from. I wonder if these mannequins then become your Samoginas and your Barbuses and all the other characters in the play, our play.
So, everyone in our lives, they've got like product one, or like gesture towards one, like just these. It's all they've ever been.
Perhaps, you know, I don't really know what the fuck's going on. But the fact that...
How do you know? I'm not one of these.
I don't, but I can't believe that you are. Or that we've been through and or that we've seen together. If you were one, I don't think you would be doing this. Unless you were meant to, and I am. And we're all just members of the King's Play.
I'm just going to let out a bit of a deranged cackle.
Doing a lot of those nowadays.
Yeah. If you are, then you've been the best of them so far.
Cheers, son. Wow. Right. Yeah. Let's stop looking at these tables because I feel like we're going to drive ourselves insane if we do. Shall we?
Jesus Christ, this room has not been kind to
me. I don't know why we started on the tables. I thought we came in here looking for things to dress up in.
Well, all we have is a shotgun.
Yeah. You can find near the end of the tables, strangely enough.
That's convenient.
Some lovely costumes for the masquerade. What would you like?
I would like a huge ruff.
Yeah.
I would like to dress like Zanny in Commedia dell'arte, like the old school jester, but with a ruff and a weasel mask.
And a weasel mask.
Yep. Why not?
Yeah, it's fun.
I just want a fat cape, like a Dracula style cape.
Fat cape. And a bat head. And a bat head. Okay. Yeah. So basically just dressing up like Dracula.
And a
bat.
And a smart suit.
Oh, yeah. That's it. It's big cape. Living my cape fantasies.
Oh, surprisingly, it fits quite well. Ooh.
Yes. Strangely enough, it fits perfect. Okay. You can come back out and talk to Ambrose.
What do you think, Ambrose? You think they're suitors?
You look fantastic, friends. And I've finished your masks.
Oh, perfect timing.
Hands out your masks. And they are fully mechanical masks. You put them on, their eyes move and blink when you do, and their mouths click open and shut whenever you speak.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
I love those masks on social media. People like proper puppeteers making those. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're of a very high quality, and they look incredible. Have you... decided your course of action, my friends.
No, we've been trying not to kill ourselves. What do you think, Gonzo? How do we approach this?
Oof. We're going to have to... We've got nothing to barter with. We've got... Let's just go, see who's in the queue. And if we can't talk them out of a ticket, we'll just have to try and steal one.
We just need one, because you say that you have a copy machine, or you have access to one.
I can take you to where there is one, in the gallery. And as I say, it's quite a dangerous place for your type.
What, people who are alive?
Something like that, yes.
Well, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Do you know the way to the palace?
I can take you there if you wish.
Yes, and can you steal an invitation for us?
Well, I won't go that far, friends. But follow me. And he leads you up a big spiral staircase, big wrought iron spiral staircase that goes all the way up to the roof. You exit out onto the roof, and he guides you to the strange contraption that you saw from the ground level. And it's a steam-powered machine that looks like a merry-go-round. And there's wooden painted sculptures like horses, fish and dogs lying its deck, all bearing saddles. Ambrose issues you all goggles. And take a seat in one of the animals, friends.
Climb into a hippopotamus.
Do I put the goggles on my mask or on my eyes under my mask?
I'd recommend taking the mask off for now.
Okay.
He straps you into one of the animals, and he goes into the central booth with the Clockwork Child following behind. And he starts shouting and throwing levers, and the machine starts to slowly, like, wind up. And he goes, "Whatever you do, keep your hands inside the ride at all times!" And soon it's, like, pumping out steam, and it's shrieking and rattling everywhere. And it goes round and round and round and round and round, and the world outside just becomes like a multicoloured blur spinning out of control. Can you both roll sanity for me, please? Helplessness.
Oh, God, no.
80 over, but adapted.
Cool.
5 under.
And you both lose 1. No movement can be detected beyond the gut-wrenching spinning of the machine. But after a minute or so, it arrives on a street and slowly whirs down. Who failed the roll there? Jordan?
Yeah.
Ambrose comes off and unstraps both of you. But Agent Nero, you suffer an awful bout of vertigo and nausea, and you roll about on the floor for a couple of minutes, like vomiting and stumbling about.
It's like,
you're having a bad time.
It's like me on the waltzes.
Yeah.
This isn't fun.
Marvellous contraption, Ambrose observes, patting you on the back, smiles.
No, it's not.
And you are outside of the palace. The palace looms above, and the estate itself is sprawling. Its most obvious feature is the massive bulbous tower that extends into the sky above in scarlet, red and gold. Massive walls flank the palace, ending in a huge bronze gate that sits ajar. Beyond, you can see the entrance into the palace proper, and a line of partygoers stretches from the door to the gate and even outside and round the corner. Partygoers stand haphazardly, obviously mostly drunk, wearing opulent but frayed costumes, along with antique harlequin masks, hoods, hats and crowns. The predominant colours are the red and gold of Yatil, but their skin is sallow. Those cheeks which can be seen are hollow. Many have missing or rotten teeth, giving them a skeletal leer. Along the line and clustered around the door to the palace are guards. They wear ceremonial outfits, red velvet coats with golden piping, and golden lion masks. Each wears a holstered revolver and carries a long halberd with a hooked blade for crowd control. Ambrose wishes you luck. So if you ever find you're back at the factory, come and see me. Goodbye, my friends! And he spins up his aura again and disappears.
Bye.
It's like the TARDIS, I guess.
Yeah. Right, oh. I guess we need to stay away from those guards.
I'll pull my mask down. I'm like, nod with my little bat face. So, where should we start then? I am back of the queue. I guess they nearest, soonest to arrive, won't mind bartering, I guess.
Yeah, so if we were to walk walk towards the back of the queue, do we recognise anyone?
You don't recognise anyone until you get to the very back of the queue. where there's two fat men standing, and one you recognise is Emmett Mosby.
Oh.
Yeah.
They both look half cut. Mosby wears a ridiculous grey and gold costume with a walrus mask.
Looks like a nice wanker.
And his friend is dressed as a troubadour, and he's got a small prop lute strung about his neck. And you can
knife float over like Dracula.
You see him like, you hear the lute make sloshing noises, and he like takes a, you can just kind of tries to discreetly take a pull out of it, so you can tell it's like conceals a jug of wine or something.
So perhaps we see them from a bit of a distance, and Nira's going to say to Gonzo, like, one of us should distract them both, and after a while we try to take the, you know, invats, if they have them. For all we know, they're just waiting around and hoping to get in.
Oh, nod. We don't have anything with us, do we? We don't have any booze or anything that we can trade.
The only thing we have is a taser.
And a shotgun.
You have a taser, a shotgun, a rifle, a pistol. You have a bottle.
We are fully fucking loaded for a war.
What's in the bottle?
JC Lin's.
It's JC Lin's bottle.
And we have a bomb.
Oh, and you have a bomb.
And a bomb. Is this like the Matrix? You know, when they walk into the frickin' lobby, they say, put the bag.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm watching that later.
If I'm honest, I don't think really, like, I know that, you know, I said perhaps we could trade, but realistically, these people have travelled through the labyrinths, Whispering Labyrinths, to get here, in most instances, I imagine. They've come a long way to come and see the king. I can't imagine they're just going to give up their invitation. What I do find interesting, which I forgot to ask Ambrose, is why did Junior, or the Clockwork Seven, give us De Craig's invitation? Now, was it a mistake? Perhaps? Or was it something more purposeful?
Ambrose, before you fly off, I've got a...
Sorry, I can't hear you over the machine.
Okay. Let's just go and have a chat, I guess.
Yeah.
See what the mood is. How charismatic are you?
I am hideous and everyone hates me.
Oh, you got a mask on, it's fine. Now you just, everyone hates you. Really lovely on the outside.
Let's just say my persuade is 3.
Okay. Well, this is going to go potentially very badly. Let's wander over and have a natter.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you walk in character of a weasel? Or do you just walk
normal? Oh, no. In character, he struts. He, like, struts. Oh, nice.
Strutter.
Mm.
I like to think that my cape is long enough that I can make tiny, tiny, tiny steps so it's like I'm gliding.
Yeah.
Okay, you make your way over to the men.
Emmett Moresby, is that you?
Good save.
Yes, it is me. Hello.
You weren't Russian before, were you?
Before?
Yeah, we've met.
Huh. We've met, have we? And he says something to the desk, to his friend, leans over and says something in Tartesian.
Oh, can I pick up on that, please?
He says something like, obviously already drunk.
Oh, okay. So he's referring to,
like,
us.
Like, talking about you, yeah.
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 I don't think we have met before, friends. I would remember. And cool. you can pick it up. You've heard a couple of people say it now. This is like a Tartesian accent.
Mm.
Okay. Can I roll Humint on him, please?
Sure.
See, I've not got success all day, so...
What are you trying to...
I'm trying to establish whether I, like, through his mask, establish whether I think he's lying or not.
Uh-huh.
96 over.
Oh, you know what? I've also just... I will be picking up on that in the background. 53 over. Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's hard to tell past the mask.
Yeah. Oh, my mistake. Obviously, this is the back of the queue for the ball. How long? I was about to say, how long have you been waiting? But he's going to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Does it look like the line is moving at all?
Not particularly.
Okay. I keep thinking about questions relative to time.
Yeah. I was about to say, how long have you been waiting?
When did you get your invitation?
Yeah.
In
Tartesian, I'm going to hit him. I'll be like, ah, sorry, we must have mistaken you for someone else. Do you have your invitation as well?
Yes, we both have invitation. You need invitation for admittance into the masquerade, of course.
I'm going to ask to see it. To see if it looks like mine. I'm going to say that I was given mine by character I don't quite trust. So I just want to see if they look the same.
Okay. Yeah, he goes, all right, my friend. Pulls it out and shows you it. Looks like
nice.
An invitation.
Does it look like the one we've seen before?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. As far as you can remember.
What's your game here?
This is,
yeah, what
I don't know. I'm literally just making this shit go along. This is where I unveil my photographic memory. Ah, the commit to memory. Yeah, okay. Well, we know he has an invitation. I'll thank him. We're like, oh, thank you. It's the same. That's really relieving.
Right. I'm going to go off piece. Before he puts it away, Nero is going to get his pistol and shove it in his back.
Okay.
Oh my god, I was joking.
And say, we've met before, friend, and I think we'll be taking your invitation, Emmett, considering you bought Abigail Wright, or you came here with Abigail Wright. She must be inside. Now, if you would oblige, we'll be going.
Abigail, yes, she is the American. She is the talk of the town. She's inside, yes.
Well, she got us all into this. We need the invitation to meet her, to see why.
Don't worry, though. We will bring it back.
Unless you know a way to get another invitation, we're going to be needing yours.
I'm just going to roll a dice.
Like trying to persuade him.
Because you're doing this in the queue.
Oh, God.
And haven't moved anywhere.
I just felt like we needed to do something, you know.
No,
yeah,
you're right.
We're getting a bit
desperate in this scenario.
Yeah,
we can't be like,
you're definitely,
oh,
you're definitely right. You're just, you're still...
Yeah, repercussions happen.
Think about where you are. You're in front of a load of people.
Yeah.
And there's guards further down the way.
Oh, I could run and make a distraction.
Well, you're already robbing him, aren't you? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to walk off and leave you.
I've given him an ultimatum, like, unless you know another way to get an invitation... We're going to be taking this.
Fine. Take the invitation. But his friend is just standing there, watching this.
Gonzo, what are you doing while I'm?
I'm. While you're doing this, I'm just going to keep one eye on his friend, and in Tartesian. Oh, what are they all to intimidate?
I don't know.
Do you want to persuade?
Yeah,
bureaucracy is also a winner.
It's not bureaucracy.
I'm clutching at straws here.
All of my stats are so fucking... Why do I build this character so terribly?
I don't know.
Can I hit him with some art?
What? You can roll... when you roll your... Roll persuade at a plus 40.
Okay, nice.
Absolutely giving it to you.
No, you're not. Look at him. Look. What is it? Say it.
I got
say
97.
Oh, no. Okay. Tedescu, that's his name, swings at you with his loot.
At Nero or Gonzo?
Yeah, Gonzo.
Can I roll dodge?
You can. Roll your dodge. Roll it.
Yes. 31 under.
Okay. I've got about 30. Okay, yeah, I've got a 41, so you dodge it.
Yeah. Nice. If we get to a full-on brawl in the queue, it's going to get attention. I would just reactively, I'm just going to swing back. I'm just going to try and clock him in the chops.
Shame you don't have a gun or anything, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, I could pull a gun on him as well. Okay. okay. Fair enough. All right, I'll pull the gun out. I'm going to pull the gun, and in Tartesian, I'll be like, none of that.
Okay. He drops the loot and puts his hands up.
Nice. And I'm going to slide the loot away from him. Just like kick it across the ground a little bit.
Okay. People in the queue are starting to turn around.
So have I got the invitation in my hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm now just going to say, like, shout Scarpa. But we can't wait now. We can't wait in the queue. Well,
you've only got one invitation.
We can copy in the machine, right?
Mateys.
Yeah.
And yours.
Yeah, let's just get the other one. Yeah. And yours.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm just in Tartesian, like, sorry, friend, I need yours as well, and quickly.
He scowls at you and puts his hand in his pocket. And as he's pulling it out, he shouts, Hey!
Bonk him on the head with the butt of the gun.
Sure.
What would I roll? Melee weapons?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Take a plus 20.
23 under.
Nice. Yeah, you bonk him on his head and he stumbles.
Grab it!
Yeah, I'll grab, please.
And you grab it, but you see guards coming down, walking down the queue.
And fucking peg it.
Yeah.
About it.
Flee at full bat speed.
You flee off into the surrounding streets. And we'll pick it up there next time.
Come on, man.
See, if we'd actually planned it and we weren't two fucking morons, we could have said, can you give us a hand in this alley? That sounds weird. But you know what I mean? Like, we could draw them away.
I was wondering why, I kind of get it. You're just like, you're a bit mad. You just pulled a gun and were desperate. But why are you doing it here?
At least you went there, man. I was fucking freewheeling at that point. It was going nowhere quickly.
Oh, you couldn't see your invitation?
Yeah. Could I smell it? Oh, yeah, it smells about
right. We couldn't have, 3 minutes of us going, so what do we do when they're, holding an invitation?
Jesus Christ, man. Sometimes we don't deserve to be alive.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Delta Green, visit delta-green.com. Music and sound effects provided by pixabay.com. Additional music very kindly provided by Cryo Chamber. Please check them out at cryochamber.bandcamp.com.